Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Fame? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on that C2P platform, where we are counting down the days, almost 2 weeks away before April 26th and the beginning of the 2018 NFL Draft. And one of the young men making their path towards that next level is the standout YSU Penguin safety, Billy Nico Hurst. Billy, we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us. What's it like knowing that your former Penguin teammates are in spring ball mode and you're training for the draft?
It's a good feeling, you know. A lot of them have an upside in their career, and I'm just looking to be another one of the Penguins that can make it out and have a shot at the next level.
Nice. And for you, I mean, growing up, I mean, were you playing football at a young age? I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, was Billy Nico Hurst the better athlete out there?
Yes, sir. You know, I grew up playing since I was 7 years old. Grew up playing for a team in California, the Vacaville Bengals. You know, we're a good local team out there. Went far and fell in love with the game since I was a kid. That's
nice. And so, kind of take us through that. You know, I mean, I'm sure you played a lot of positions growing up, but how did you kind of start trending toward the defensive side of the ball and especially safety as you kind of went through, you know, say middle school, junior high, and high school?
Actually, you know, I grew up a running back. That was my first position. I actually played it from age 7 through high school. And I would say sometime in between the end of my Pop Warner and, you know, going into high school, I started playing defense. I played the line. I was a bigger kid. And, you know, I ended up slimming down some and told my coach I wanted to try some defensive back. So they put me at safety my last year at Pop Warner. And from there on through high school, that's what I played between safety and cornerback. And that's what kind of sparked my defensive career. And I fell in love with the defensive side of the ball more than offense. So that's where that started.
Excellent stuff. Well, it's worked out pretty good for you. You've got a long way with your abilities. And they've got you this far, again, a few weeks away, and I'm sure an exciting time for you as you go through this process. For you, kind of take us through the, you know, how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle count out of high school?
Through high school, I started off my freshman year at De La Salle High School, where I was primarily a running back my freshman season. My grandmother had got sick, so we had to move back to my hometown. Ended up going to a school called Rodriguez High School in Fairfield, California. And, you know, kind of the sports programs over there, the athletics almost got shut down due to budget cuts. So I ended up transferring back to the school where my brothers went, Vannon High School, for my junior and senior season. You know, where I was a team captain and I played both sides of the ball, did well. You know, just kind of was under-recruited out of high school, received some Division II offers, but felt I could play at a higher level. So I ended up going to junior college, received more Division II offers, didn't get the offers I wanted, so I played a second season in junior college, and, you know, received quite a few Division I offers from there and ended up at YSU. So that's kind of just a under-recruitment kind of thing and just been lost in the shuffle pretty much, like you said.
Yeah, you're definitely, I mean, because your talent speaks volumes. And honestly, I mean, you're a D1 level guy. So, I mean, I knew there had to be some mystery, you know. I mean, and you're not the first guy to come on the show where, you know, the program or just other recruitments kind of just, you know, derailed the initial start. But obviously where you ended up was particular. I mean, not so much on a football level, but what was it like ping-ponging around as a high school kid? You know, usually you kind of want to have your set group of friends. What was it like just as a high school kid bopping around to these different schools and getting your feet, you know, kind of settled in you?
It could be a difficult thing, you know. Definitely every high school had their different programs that they were running in. So I've always been a kid that had to adjust to how the program was being ran. And, you know, that's something I think that actually helped me in the long run going, you know, from junior college to the Division I level. I can easily adjust to any program and learn how to play. And, I mean, at every high school I went to, I became a pretty dominant player for that team. But, I mean, I would say it actually kind of helped me in the long run. It probably didn't help recruitment-wise. Kind of hard to figure out where I was at a certain time, I guess. But as far as being able to adjust to different programs and different people and things like that, I would say it benefited me in the long run.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big bonus for you. Like you said, I mean, it just shows you're kind of a good person to get along with. And obviously, you know, you pick up things well. Once again, the former YSU standout safety, Billy Nico Hurst on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you want to listen to it or download it at your leisure, simply type in his name, follow the 2018 NFL Draft Blast. It's either iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. This link will appear, and then we'll have the full bio of Billy on the College Pro Safeties chart that are available for the 2018 prospects. For you, I mean, what you know, you get the YSU, and you start to settle in. You start to have some success. But, I mean, in the back of your mind, I'm sure it's there that you want to have an opportunity to play in the National Football League. But when does it kind of really start to come fruition that you do have a shot?
You know, I was like all of us, we grew up with a dream to play in the National Football League. And I mean, I would kind of say like it still hasn't kicked in that, you know, I have an opportunity. It's just I'm pursuing it and, you know, I'm praying it happens. All glory to God if it does. But it's just it's all a process. And, you know, I don't think it'll really settle in until, you know, the day it happens. I think that's when it'll really hit me that, you know, I've made it there, and I just take it one step at a time. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everybody's in the same boat. Like I said, a lot of guys we speak to share the same sentiments, Billy. I mean, it's a process, but nonetheless, it's a special time. Only a once-in-a-lifetime time they're going to go through this. For you, I ask every kid that comes on the program, I mean, if we threw you in the film room, we start breaking down some tape with scouts, what are they going to say to you? What are the things that you bring to the position they're going to fall in love with that you think they're going to kind of relay back to you?
Well, I think the first thing they'll see is, you know, I started at four different positions for us at YSU. I started at safety. I started at cornerback, nickelback. So I played some dime for us. So I think they're going to see that I'm a really versatile player. And, you know, the defense can kind of, I will tell you, depend on me a little bit to step up in certain positions to help us week by week. Even if you talk to my coaches, they know I'm a smart player. I'm going to make smart plays, good plays. I know what's coming. So you look at the film, you're going to see a real versatile player that can actually take a top receiver out of the game when needed or do whatever the team needs. And, you know, I'm all over the field, even special teams.
Nice. What goes unnoticed? I mean, and you mentioned a lot of those things. I mean, you mentioned being a leader. You mentioned some of the smartness. I mean, film junkie, weight room warrior, team captain, any of those things that these guys need to know about?
You know, definitely spent all my college career between the film room, the weight room, extra time with the coaches to understand if I'm struggling to understand a game plan, I'm going to be in there with the coaches in their film room and making sure that I know what it is. So I'm never going to go into a game not knowing what to expect. I'm always going to put all into each week, and that's what came out of me. I'm not the most athletic, strongest, smartest player, but when you put me on the field, you would think so, I believe. So
yeah,
that's
I've
pretty
been
much,
able to put the binoculars
you know,
on you. I always like I got positive notes when I wrote number 17 down. in my notebook. And I said, you're a good player, man. Like I said, I mean, I've been able to see why she played plenty, and I know what you brought to that secondary. Definitely a smart kid back there, and you mentioned your versatility. I didn't realize you were that versatile. I didn't know you played that many positions in terms of starting, but I'm not surprised, put it that way. I mean, you're always flexible. Thought you had great hips, very good out of your break. You can locate the ball quickly.
Thank you. A lot of positive traits.
Oh, yeah, no, without a question, man. A lot of positive traits our guest Billy Nico Hurst has, and like I said, hopefully he gets a further look from these teams in the approaching weeks. I was down at the pro day. Obviously, you were at your pro day. How'd you feel about everything? I know you guys always want to have a better pro day, regardless of how fast you run or how high you jump, but what did you take from it?
You know, it was a good experience. You know, like, as you said, didn't run the times that I wanted that pro day. I went and did another tryout and ran some better times. So, you know, I'm not too down about the times. I feel like when they put me on the on-field drills, I feel like I did great. So, you know, I'm pretty confident. You know, if you look at my film and you match it to how I was on the field, I believe any team will be pleased with the player they get. And, you know, I'm just putting them all out there now, and we'll see how it goes from here.
Nice. Do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody at the next level that you kind of just enjoy watching and try to take little bits and pieces and try to add them to your own repertoire?
Yeah, I know. There's plenty of players at the next level that, you know, I like. I don't know if I can really mimic my game behind a certain player. You know, I love Tyrann Mathieu, of course. He's one of all of our favorites. You know, he's a real versatile player. I don't know if I'm exactly like him. You know, he's a smaller guy, more probably a little more quick. But, you know, between him, I loved game when he was at Texas and with the Saints. You know, there's a lot of top corners in there to look behind between Josh Norman, Richard Sherman, things like that. But I wouldn't really say my game mimics another player's game. It's, you know, I bring what I have to the table and, you know, put it all out there.
That's all you can do at this point. Once again, the standout YSU safety, Billy Nico Hurst, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. I know Penguins fans are going to miss seeing number 17 doing his thing. And for you and your teammate Jalen Powell, I mean, a lot of change in that secondary. I'm sure the team has guys that will be up and coming. But, again, that's going to be a pretty, you know, dynamic duo you guys possess, you know, the Penguins had back there. And, like I said, I'll miss seeing both of you guys doing your thing. Before we let you go, Billy, and I do appreciate you, we've been working at this for a couple weeks, and I've been fouling up the times, and I apologize. And you've been kind enough to join us and share some of what you bring to the table. But we do like to have a little fun before we let you go with a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot at those?
All right. Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right. Now, head coach Bo Pelini, very iconic figure at the college landscape. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Pelini, and would they do it in front of him?
Would they do it in front of him? I don't know. As far as doing his impersonation, I may have to give it to Ricky, quarterback. I may have to give it to him. I think he may have been the coach between him and Hunter. I think they both do a good job at it. Yeah, I'd have to give it to them, I would say. I don't know if they would do it in front of him. Maybe now that they're done playing, but I don't know why we're playing.
Excellent stuff. And your teammate, Jalen Powell, he was on the show. We might get him back on. What can we tease him about? What's something you would scorch him about?
What is it? He's a great player, you know. What can you get on him about? His facial expressions always killed me, you know. Mid-play, you can look at his face, and he has some crazy facial expression on. I don't know. He's a loose cannon when he plays, though. I love how he plays. He's a, you know, his technique was always a little – It was Jalen's way, but it worked. And, you know, he's a fun player to watch, I think.
Awesome. And then the final one before we let you go. It's a popular thing right now to see guys on the field get their cleats or spikes painted with some sort of theme or design or idea. What would you want to see on the bottom of your shoes if you could get anything done?
I'm a California kid, so maybe it's a California theme. You know, came all the way to Ohio. Not many of us out here from California. So, you know, maybe just the California thing. That's been my thing.
I did notice that in the bio. Are you used to the weather yet?
I don't know if you can ever get used to this Youngstown weather. It's different. Huh? I don't think I'm used
to it. What is it, April 10th or 11th and snowing? I mean, huh? April,
yep,
springtime. Look
much.
At it outside. Ugly. It's horrible. Still snowing. I'm looking at snow right now, looking out the windows as we talk. Crazy.
Yeah.
Excellent. Philly, man.
It's definitely
hey,
different.
I hope to see you play somewhere in the future, man. And like I said, I really admire what you did for the Penguins. You're one of those guys that, you know, I think the best way to say it is you're a guy that people know they could depend on. And as a person watching the game, you just kind of knew that you were going to take care of what you had to take care of, and you did it at an extremely high level. And we just want to say thanks for coming on, and stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
That is Billy Jones, stand out safety for MOSU. Kind enough to join us here on the CTV. You folks missing any of this? Remember, iTunes and Blog Talk Radio, as always, a big shout out to our standout safety. Kind enough to join us here on the CTV.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.